20 people hurt. This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in to AM 860 The Answer and the Sports Zone on a very sunny August the 7th, Sunday, a little bit after 11 o'clock. About 90 degrees right now, get up to about 95. In Montana, it's 105. So, you know what? We're doing all right down here in good old Tampa Bay. Folks, as always, like to start the show off. I like to thank a lot of people that do a great service to our community and country and don't get enough recognition, in my humble opinion. And I'm going to start off with the blue, the men and women out there that do a great job patrolling the streets for us. The firefighters out there fighting the fires, helping us out when we're, in a jam. Okay, these people are very special people, and our doctors and nurses, all our first responders, God bless them people. The MT out there patrolling the streets after a car accident, they're Johnny on the spot. And God bless all those people, and we greatly appreciate them. But today is a special day. I do want to thank our military, past and present, okay, that's serving right now, and God bless them all. Today's August the 7th, like I said earlier, it's National Purple Heart Day. I hope everybody out there realizes that and appreciates that. People that have been hurt during combat, giving their lives up for our freedoms, because freedom isn't free. So God bless those people. Captain Matt Bruce will be on the air from 2 o'clock this morning till 6 in the morning, and he's a Purple Heart veteran. And God bless him, and I enjoy being on his show from 5:45 to 5:55 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So check us out during those times, and greatly appreciate it, too. We have some fun talking sports and what's going on in the world. In studio with me is Josh Levinson, Mr. FanDuel, I like to call him. A lot of investment opportunities all of a sudden coming up, baby. What's going on, Josh?
Not a whole lot. We're getting closer and closer to football season, one day at a time. We got a little tease with that Hall of Fame game on Thursday night. So, we're rocking and rolling.
A lot of investors went with the under there, Josh. That last touchdown made a lot of people not too happy. But Vegas was happy.
It sure was. Yep. I was one of those people. I figured with those quarterbacks that were out there, usually a bad quarterback is going to sink an offense more than a third or fourth string defense. But to your son's credit, actually, he liked the over a little bit more. So he got the better end of that one.
Yeah, that was very fortunate though, because it could have easily been 20-11 final. But that's the thing with football, with the over unders or the point spreads. That 7-point, 14-point turnaround can be the world of difference, buddy.
Absolutely, that's where unders are tough, because that garbage time, end of the game, late touchdown, something or other. But that's the beauty of it all. Just nice to have them thrown around the pigskin again.
Yeah, oh, it's great. I can't wait for, a few weeks. We'll all be doing our draft for fantasy, and that'll be awesome. So it'll be a lot of fun. Also in studio with me every Sunday, unless it's a fluke, and there hasn't been many of those. Okay, right? I'm serious, Scott. And I know on a serious note that you won't be missing any, county commissioner meetings, when it's time, because you're about the people, It's people on the streets. We're all trying to make it. It's not for all the elites to get more money and more prestige and more benefits, okay? It's the people out there hustling, trying to make it happen. And you're running for District 1, and you're for all the people. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Independent, Republican. Vote for Scott. I'm telling you, it's the smart move to make, because he's going to look out for everybody. And this man can reach across the aisles. He's ran TBYFL for a lot of years. You had to deal with a lot of personalities, a lot of different people. A lot of different beliefs, a lot of different political beliefs, and he was able to control that and get people to unite. So, Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning. That is quite kind. We've had a exciting week in some sports and exciting week in some politics. And,
yeah, man.
We've had some excitement in sports and politics with our with our prisoner trades, and we'll talk about later. You know, if
Miss Brittany Griner, you know,
And it's,
how's she liking the U.S. of A. now?
It's it's
you like me now. We got to play a little Toby Keith there, Ken. Go ahead.
I've never spoke with her, so I can't speak for her.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's actually a fun time right now, you know. I mean, we all go to our corners. It's, you know, tribal. I'm stealing a word from Joshua, but it's tribal time. We all join our groups and fight to the finish line.
And that's fine. But
as long as we let it go when it's over.
Amen to that. And be objective, okay? You can't always be right and the other guy always wrong either. You know, there's a lot of times people come up with an idea and you go, well, he's not like me, or I don't like him.
You try telling your wife that. You go ahead.
Oh, stop it. There's communication there, too.
Yeah, that mean, you might communicate, but you're still wrong.
Oh, well, in that department, well, that's when you just got to pick your battles.
There you go.
Okay? When it really matters. Any other time, it's not worth
it. There you go.
In life. Josh will get there one of these days. Right, Josh?
Absolutely.
Get you a Miss America, have a few kids so Scott can be a granddad. That'll be a good thing, man.
I'm not mature enough.
Oh, stop it. You'd be a good grandpa. Anyway, all right, talking sports, Josh. Deshaun Watson time, buddy. Let's get that out on the open here. Does he go 12 games? Does he go 10? Does he go 8? He's not going 6. Can I make an investment on that?
You definitely can. Let me ask you this. He missed all of last season, right?
Great point, Josh.
Do you think that that is factored into this in any way whatsoever?
No.
Do you think it should be?
Yes.
So that's what I'm kind of thinking here. I'm thinking that six game suspension certainly factored in last season, whether it should have or not. And I think mostly this is Goodell towards the end of his term as commissioner trying to do a positive PR spin, because now he can swoop in and seem like he's going to make the morally correct decision and right decision. And to a lot of people, depending on who he is trying to appease, depending on who he's trying to appeal, now he can have that kind of, you know, ride out on a high horse. Okay, well, no, we never said anything about the NFL is genuine. That's not what they try to be. That's not who they pretend to be in any way
whatsoever.
So, Patrick,
are you saying it should be more or less?
Oh, I'll tell you, 23 out of 24 women have already settled. But it's not about the money. Not at all. Okay.
So, again, that for you, because it's clear that something happened.
One of the women are calling in right now to Patrick.
Well, no, but I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. He did wrong things. The judges determined, like, yes, things were settled, but regardless, he did what was considered inappropriate. And that's been agreed upon, and so it's up to the league to determine what they feel like. Clearly, Goodell thinks that six games isn't enough. Obviously, we can get into why hire an independent arbitrator if you're then going to go against it, but it's his league, and he can do what he wants.
Oh, wait,
back up.
Easy
back up.
Now.
Was this not binding arbitration?
Exactly,
clearly
Scott.
Not. Goodell appointed the person. It's Goodell's world. It's been like this the whole time.
It's a sham.
It's a sham.
Yes,
exactly.
It's a sham. What league do y'all... We don't watch for that. No, we don't care about any of that. We watch for what happens on the field.
No, what I'm saying, if Roger Goodell is trying to do, you know, be the good guy on the way out and all that, don't appoint a mediator. You don't appoint an arbitrator. You do it yourself.
Amen, brother.
Now he can swoop in and seem like he's being the right morally superior one. Now he can wave the finger.
Oh,
but who cares? Do you care? Do you think this changes the league in any way whatsoever?
Just silly, that's
by the
all.
Time the Bills and the Rams kick off in a month, nobody is going to care about any of this.
Thursday night special.
Absolutely.
Bills and Rams. Call in at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. No, it's an unfortunate situation that's occurred.
Who got suspended for a year for substance? Didn't we just have?
Yes.
Receiver.
Calvin Ridley got suspended for betting and gambling, and that impacts what happens on the field.
But he wasn't playing when he did it.
But that is
I'm just making a point.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm saying, because people have been making that comparison. Oh, Ridley was suspended for gambling, and he only got six games for this. One impacts the product on the field, which then threatens the sponsors, which then threatens the sports books, because you're threatening the integrity of the game. Unfortunately, whatever Deshaun did, as inappropriate as it may or may not have been, doesn't impact what happens on the field.
But here's the point.
You could only throw him out of an elevator.
Scott, you know,
well,
it's funny.
Only if there's video, though. If there's not video of it, then it doesn't matter.
Right, that's right. True, too.
If a tree falls in the woods.
Well, Ray
Rice was fine until the video came out.
And what's funny about that is, you know, she came at him, too, with a heel, you know? I tell you what, in today's environment, he might get a break saying, well, wait a second now, with the MMA, with these women being able to fight and kick tail, and they have a heel in their hand, they're ready to knock you into next week, so you defend yourself, you might get a pass on that one in today's world. I don't know. You know, that, it's just funny how we look at things. And what I'm getting at is prioritizing. And that's the thing. I understand what you're saying, Josh, about the gambling with Ridley and Deshaun Watson's situation. But it's sometimes funny, you know, Michael Vick with the dogs. I don't know. The NFL has to do this. I'll get, Scott, your opinion first, then yours, Josh. They have to start creating more of a law mandate. You know, if you get caught speeding, it's a $150 ticket, and that's it. Not, well, it was raining, so it's $250. Well, it was sunny, so it's only $100. That's got to stop.
That's how when we ran the league for years.
Okay.
It was, if you are found guilty of Rule 21B, then your penalty, go to the penalty and fine page. It's penalty 1, fine B.
Period. Josh, do you agree with that?
I agree that's how it should be, but once again, okay. I also agree that Goodell can do what he wants because it's his league, and he made it clear from when he came in that when he took over for Tagliabue, he was going to come in with an iron fist. He's going to be judge, jury, executioner.
But he hasn't.
But
well, no, he was at first. Yeah. He was, for the abuse and this and that, he was throwing around suspensions all over the place. And now, you know, the pendulum swung so far that people were calling him a tyrant and all that sort of stuff. And
you'll remember, Josh, you were in high school. So, but you were still keeping up with football in high school, I believe. So, Vontaze Burfict, you know who I'm speaking about, the Cincinnati Bengals middle linebacker.
Perfect. Yeah. He was taking off people's heads.
Right. Okay. And to me, that's more dangerous than all the things we just spoke about. You know, and he got a big 12 games. He should have been thrown out of the dang league.
I think he got suspended a few times, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but it finally ended. They said 12 games that one time, you know, like second or third time.
Yeah.
And here's another thing, Josh. I'll propose this to you, and then, Scott, you answer. Should your reputation also come into question on these issues? Like, if Ridley were suspected of gambling again, you know, obviously that's going to come out more than if, you know, Jack Jones was.
110%. Michael Vick, if there was some other thing, you know, when he came back, if there was any sort of hint or whispers or suspicions that was, I mean.
And unfortunately, that's the way it is.
And that's the reality. Deshaun, I mean, we're talking 30 women or whatever it was here. Like, clearly, it's up to the league. Do they care about having that
in
their organization? The Browns clearly don't. They gave him the fattest extension ever.
I know. And that brings up another thing. I want to just make one comment. You know, when he does come back, if he gets a cramp, you know, I'm a little nervous. Anyway, speaking about that.
Did you see that they had the national massage convention? I am not making this up. This
oh, this is
going to
be good. Go
they
ahead.
They had the
hear about
national
this,
massage convention this weekend.
Be ready on the dump button.
Right, literally right down the street from the Brown Stadium.
Lovely.
Right down the street from
Way
the
to
Brown
go.
Stadium.
I the love
brilliant
it.
Brilliant marketing by
whoever
organized
marketing.
That.
Oh, God bless America. I'll tell you, it just cracks me up left and right. We'll take a quick time out here on AM860, The Answer. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo going to Cleveland for Deshaun, you know, with Deshaun Watson.
The next session brought to us by Massages by You.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
and we'll be right back.
There you go.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
If you have a Ring video doorbell, your videos might help solve a crime, but you have to know exactly what that means. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite, the number one cloud financial system. Get a one-of-a-kind financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. Look, we all want our neighborhoods to be as safe as possible. That's a given. But you have to know what you're getting yourself into with a Ring doorbell. For starters, there are rumors that your local police can tap into your Ring videos anytime they want to without your permission. That's simply not true. Open the Ring doorbell app and then get inside the control center. There, scroll down until you find public safety. Here is where you can toggle on and off whether the local police can request your assistance in an investigation and request for your videos during the time a crime was committed. Now remember, once you turn over the videos, the police departments can do with them as they please. Claim your free Windows or Mac guide full of great tech tricks right now at komando.com/freeguides. Komando.com/freeguides. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That's true when your business is growing fast, and even more true when there's a lot of uncertainty. Inflation is running rampant, supply chains are clogged, and the labor market is tight. What does that mean for margins? But not every business is in the dark. Over 31,000 businesses know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Get visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. It's everything you need, all in one place. NetSuite helps identify rising costs, automate manual business processes, and shows you where to save money. Know your numbers, know your business. Get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for hanging in there with us here on a beautiful Sunday morning, August the 7th. National Purple Heart Day, folks. God bless our military. Josh, we were talking about the Deshaun Watson, Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Garoppolo is a little bit better than Brissett. Brissett's your 2-4 game starter, spot starter, been there. Right there with more of a Ryan Fitzpatrick, probably not even as good as a Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he can get you through some
way time. More conservative. Fitz, he'll let it fly. Jacoby's more of a check down Charlie.
Right. That's true too. I'm saying if it's 6 games, you probably let it ride. If it's 10 to 12, like I think it's going to be, I think you might bring in Garoppolo, but the problem is the financial.
So you think Goodell's just going to double it?
Say it again?
You think Goodell's just going to double it? You think it's only going to be 12 games?
Yeah, I don't think they suspend him for the whole year.
Okay, I think they give him the full year.
Really?
Yeah. Has he been convicted of a crime?
No, ain't that wonderful.
No, I didn't. I'm just asking.
No, he hasn't been.
Convicted of a crime? No, he settled with just about all of them, and the judge determined that inappropriate things took place. Like, there's no, like they said, so they said he committed a crime, but he wasn't convicted of it.
Yeah.
Basically.
Can we find out? Can we find out exactly what took place and what money transpired? And was there anything done then after the fact of, oh, no? Or did a few of them walk out saying, how dare you? And now there's a problem. See, till we find out the true story of all this.
But we're not, because he settled.
Yeah, that's sad.
We're not, and I don't care. Because, it doesn't matter. That, to me, is, again, it's off-field stuff that does not impact the product in any way.
So let's say they bring
Goodell in, can do what he wants because it's his league.
Okay. Let's say they bring in Garoppolo.
Yes, sir.
And Deshaun's suspended for 10 games.
Okay.
He comes back and the Browns are sitting at 9-1 with Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Do you dare pull him?
No. You don't pull him at 7-3. 6-4, then you do it.
I totally disagree. If you know as a coach that the other quarterback is better, you make the switch.
But is
you
he,
have to. If you know he's better.
We're not
you
saying
might know he's
that
better,
he's,
but they're on a roll we're and not they're saying, winning. You don't mess
no, there's
that up.
No doubt.
You're on a roll until he's not. You
guys,
gotta have
there's
the
no
then you
doubt.
Jerk him. You
there's, gotta, there's no doubt he's a
Scott's
better
right.
quarterback.
So you're,
what I'm saying is if Garoppolo is gelling with the team and they're
yes.
sitting there leading the division at 9-1, 8-2, whatever, it's not about who's a better quarterback. It's about who's better for the team right now.
Right now.
But if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, then isn't it about who's going to get you there? Like, way to go, Jimmy. You got us here. You did better than you thought. But again, as a coach, you know who's
with the guy being off for 10
weeks. Do you feel the same way with baseball? Don't you want to pull the guy before he lets two on and gives up a run in the sixth? Don't you want to pull him in the fifth when he's still clean?
Not Josh. If the last six times he's been on the mound, he's been lights out. I'll let him get into a little trouble. Then after that, I'll yank him and pull somebody else. I'm not going to do it before. It's not going to.
If it's a lesser talent, but Deshaun Watson, when healthy, is a top five quarterback.
I mean, perfect example, Bledsoe Brady.
Yeah, that's it. Brady was on fire, so we stayed in there. Bledsoe could have
came back. Bledsoe wasn't Deshaun Watson. The counter and much more recent example to that is the 49ers pivoting to Kaepernick from Alex Smith and going all the way to the Super Bowl.
Wait.
The Chiefs pivoting from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes.
We'll see what Deshaun does because
did
right
Bledsoe
now.
Did Bledsoe win the Super Bowl with New England?
No, but he was a great quarterback. Deshaun is a great athlete and has shown some great moments. But he hasn't proved that he's going to have the type of career Bledsoe's had, so let's not downplay that.
There is a
that.
Much more likelihood that Deshaun Watson plays at an all-pro level than Jimmy Garoppolo leads the team to a 9-1 record.
We're not disagreeing with that, Josh. Here, Scott, let me ask you this. I don't know your thoughts on this. Does a guy lose his starting job because of injury?
Yes, he can.
Okay. Josh?
He can.
Like get Wally pipped? Is that what you're saying?
No, what happens is, Tom Brady, God forbid, high sprained ankle to where it really is messing with him. For 6 weeks, Blaine Gabbert takes the team 6-0. Does that mean as soon as Brady's healthy, he comes back in?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you're saying. Let's say it's not Brady. Let's say it's Jim Jones and Gabbert.
How about Fitzpatrick?
Then it's a different conversation. But that's what I'm saying. Then it's a different conversation. We're talking about Jimmy G, who is a below average starter at best.
I know that, Josh. The point we're trying to make right now is, can you lose your job if you get injured and the other guy's on a roll?
Depending on how good you are, yes. Of course that can happen. And I said, you're not. Wally Pipp was a basketball player, and that's what happened
right.
to him. He was good. He got injured, hurt, he got replaced.
No. Lou Gehrig, he was first baseman for the New York Yankees and got hurt. No, and Lou Gehrig stepped in and did 2,130 games straight before doggone ALS got
him. Look at Fitzpatrick and Winston.
Yes.
Okay, they didn't bring Winston back the first game until Fitzpatrick started having
exactly
right.
So it depends on the player, yes. So it can't have. There used to be a rule, Josh, before your time and when your dad and I were young, that if you lost your job because of injury, as soon as you were healthy again, you got your job back. It's not that way anymore
because benches are deeper. They think there's more talent around these days. I think that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's how it used to be.
You're talking, you know, different stuff about
speaking about Brady. You know, and Gabbert. Now, what's the deal with him and the Dolphins, Josh? I mean, was he going to go there for sure? If Peyton didn't go, he was still going to go. Why didn't that officially transpire and happen, in your opinion?
I think the only reason it didn't happen is because Brian Flores filed that lawsuit. 110%. I think if Flores doesn't file that lawsuit, Brady still goes, Peyton still goes, and this all still happens. But the second that happened, we all know Brady is diplomatic as they come. He didn't want to be associated with that in any way whatsoever. Peyton didn't want to be associated with that. And that was the end of it. And so if you really want to put on your conspiracy hat, and we've talked about this before, how did all of this start? It was division rival head coach Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots sending the text message to Brian Flores accidentally. And now all of a sudden it results in the Dolphins losing a first-round pick, a second-round pick. It is very, very interesting how all these things kind of played out.
Now, here's the question. Here we go again with the laws and how things go, Josh. What's worse, spying on a team before the Super Bowl, okay, or trying to talk to other players and trying to get them aboard with your team or coaches? Which one's worse in your opinion?
I like the whole spying on a team thing. I think that's gaining a competitive advantage. I think if you're able to do it, the opponent's able to do it. They're both ethically bad. If breaking the rules is breaking the rules, to answer your question.
On behalf
of
Richard Nixon, I would like to thank you.
Watergate, Spygate, Deflategate. Thank you, Tricky Dicky.
I have a question. The reason that that's referred to as Watergate is that it was the name of the hotel.
Correct.
Yes. Correct.
Why is everything else a gate?
Because that's what started.
But that was the name of the hotel.
But that's what started.
And also gate opening, so it got out of the gate. That type. That's where people did
it. It was, you know. I think it's funny. It was purely accidental. If Forrest Gump wasn't staying across the street,
exactly.
No one ever knows about Watergate.
Oh, God. Is that funny? That was a trip movie, to say the least.
But here's what's interesting. There's been now three different incidences in the NFL where teams have had to forfeit first-round picks for whatever issues. The illegal videotaping of the coaches' signals that you just mentioned.
Right.
Which is, I think that's a joke. I agree with Joshua on that. If it's during the game, I'm not saying pregame, but if it's during the game and you're able to steal signals...
competitive advantage. We
God
saw,
bless
you know, like baseball happened more recently. So you had that. Yeah. You had the Deflategate that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And now we have this. All three incidences involve Tom Brady.
Oh my.
Every single one.
But he's the golden boy.
He did get suspended. Remember the beginning of that season?
Yeah.
So
do you think he had anything to do with Bruce Arians stepping to the front office and not being head coach, Josh?
Yeah, when the Miami deal fell through.
110%. He said, look, I'm coming back. Bruce got to go.
Hey, fans out there, you know, everybody loves Tom Brady, and, you know, he's the quarterback, won a Super Bowl for you. But let me ask you this. How do you feel if he cost Bruce Arians the job? And we'll see how Todd Bowles does this year. And if they don't do well, is that going to come up? We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Sports Zone, AM860 Answer. We'll give you a little update on news, weather, and what's going on. But hang in there with us for about 3 minutes, and we'll be back. And you can call us at 877-969-8600.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Elon Musk says his planned $44 billion takeover of Twitter should move forward if the company can confirm some details about how it measures whether users' accounts are spam bots or real people. The billionaire and Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his April agreement to buy the social media company, leading Twitter to sue him last month. To complete the acquisition, Musk has countersued. Cuban authorities say a fire set off by a lightning strike at an oil storage facility is raging uncontrolled in the city of Matanzas today. 17 firefighters are missing. More than 120 people have been injured. And Russian forces have begun an assault on two key cities in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. They've also kept up rocket and shelling attacks Saturday on other Ukrainian cities, including one close to a nuclear power plant. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com, on 100.3 FM, W229DJ Dunedin, by downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour, only on AM 860, The Answer.
Mostly cloudy today with a thunderstorm in the afternoon and a high of 94. Partly cloudy tonight with a low 78. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 93. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Gregory Patrick for AM860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to AM860, The Answer, The Sports Zone. We appreciate it very much. Josh, what do you think Deshaun Watson should get? 6 games and be done because he missed all of last year? Should last year be the end of it? 17 games last year now. I mean,
What do I personally think he should get?
Yes, you. Your commissioner, you know, Josh.
I think the full season last year, even though, you know, it was appointed by the team.
You'd let him play the first game of the year then?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was running the team, like, again, under the NFL and this lack of moral standards and lack of moral ethics and all that, I think here's a better question. If you were running a business.
Right.
And Deshaun was working for you.
Yeah.
And he was generating the equivalent amount of money that he's generating for the Browns that they expect him to bring in, which clearly is a ton because they just gave him the most guaranteed money in the world. What would you do? Would you punish him?
I would try to sell it. That's a great question, that he paid his dues last year, as long as he didn't hurt the branding of Highland Enterprises. Okay. And here's the other business question. Can I bring in another million-dollar producer like Deshaun Watson? If I can, he's probably gone. But those are hard to come by. So we'd try to find a way. That's being honest about it. It's just the way business is.
And they already acquired him knowing this was hanging over his head. But hold on. Sorry. So he just hit a point there about if it hurts the brand.
Right. They knew that coming in when they took him.
And how do you quantify that when, we're talking about the Browns, which is says exactly.
Sorry, Joe Weaver. We love you, man.
Exactly. And the NFL, which, again, when it comes to reputation that nobody is watching because of the moral standards or the ethical guidance that they're leading with or anything like that. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, when are we going to start, you know, looking at the, you know, negative of the professional athlete being a thug? What do you think on that, Scott? When does that end?
Well, I don't like to call anyone a thug.
I didn't call anybody a thug. I'm saying the way they're acting.
No, I'm just saying, unless they are one.
Okay.
But it again, did any of these cases go to trial?
No. They settled out.
So, really, a judge had no relevancy in this. The court of law had no relevancy.
No, not at all. No.
That's
another thing. You bring up a great point, Scott.
My question is, and
we'll get to you in one minute, Robbie.
Everyone says he settled, so he must have done it. Now,
not necessarily.
Where there's 23 smoking fires, you would imagine one of them burned.
No, okay. the judge determined that inappropriate behavior was committed.
How if there was never a trial? If there was never a trial, it's irrelevant. Okay. He wasn't judged by a peer of his jurors.
Let's suppose he did.
That's my point. How can a judge make a statement?
The NFL has been operating this way since Goodell came in. They are judge, jury, and executioners. This is what they do.
No,
This isn't the first time.
Court judge.
Yeah, he's talking about how the court judge did that. Well, here's
the fight.
There
was no court judge.
But the NFL made it clear they were going to take over the judicial system.
Right. I get that.
So this has been par for the course for a while.
Right. This is a NFL thing is what I'm asking.
Correct. They exist in their own world. They exist in their own judicial process. They do what they want. And that's why I just asked Patrick, again, if it's the same as that, and you as well, you've ran a business, it's the same exact thing. If you had an employee and it was the same exact situation, it would be up to you. As the knowing, you know, that all this is surrounding it, do you want that person in your workplace interacting with, you know, whatever was determined? Are the other employees, you know what I mean? There's all these different ramifications, but when you're just in an NFL clubhouse, it's a lot different.
If he is disruptive, if he is a liability, or she, whoever it is, then no, I would not want them. But once again here, and this is my problem, and I understand how money works and the whole settling, we're never going to know the truth.
No, unfortunately. And here's what I was about to say, and then Robbie, we're going to bring you in. And that is inappropriate behavior. Okay. If he had inappropriate behavior, but the women accepted the money and did the service, and then after said, oh, that's Deshaun Watson, multimillionaire. And, oh, that's Sally Smith who just filed a lawsuit. I think I'll follow right there with her and make a payday. Do you think some of that happened, Josh?
From what I've gathered, the difference between this and the Robert Kraft situation is that with the member Kraft,
yeah,
very, very
but
similar.
He went to the facility. They came to this Deshaun Watson's house, number one. Go ahead. A lot of these.
Yeah, I was going to say Deshaun had so many. I think there were different ones. Yeah, no, but and the team was helping orchestrate him and stuff. But the difference was with Kraft, it was known ahead of time what was going down.
Right.
And what was going to be negotiated and stuff. And the only reason that went haywire is because they were being illegally filmed and recorded.
Correct.
And whatever.
Yes.
With Deshaun, it was not agreed upon ahead of time. From what I've gotten, again, I have not deep into this haste or anything.
You know, he's getting, you know, his treatment. And then he says, honey, how about a little something, something? And she goes, oh, well, okay. Hey, here's a few $100, whatever.
I don't want there are some very graphic details. And
well,
again,
I
haven't.
Go there on the radio.
He did a lot of inappropriate stuff from what has been gathered, even though.
I want to see, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much inappropriate did this hurt the women? That's what I, and I'm curious to what settlement money they got for the traumatization. That's what I want to know. We'll never find out, unfortunately, but that would be real
key.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get into the business of quantifying women's trauma or anything like that.
No. I'm just saying, though, it's something that, you know, what occurred, what was said, what was done, and how much did you get paid? And we all know, hey, if you're in a fender bender, Josh, and you want a $50,000 bill, come on, man. But if that happened, I'm not going to look at you. If the car was smashed to smithereens and you want $50,000, yeah, you got some validity. Anyway, Robbie, welcome into the Sports Zone. What's on your mind?
The Orioles being on the heels of the Tampa Bay Rays and the wild card race. And have a good day.
Okay, Robbie. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I think the Rays, it's going to be the Rays or the Blue Jays for that final wild card slot. You know, the Dodgers are running away with it, though. So that's what's amazing to me.
The Yankees kind of cooled off a little bit. I still don't think anyone's going to catch them, but they haven't been as hot as they were. They lost like 11-19 or something like that heading into yesterday.
Well, the Dodgers are on a roll. The Mets, you know, acquired some people. Michael Gibbons from Plan High School here. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay product, closer.
Crazy trade deadline.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy, crazy trade deadline. I mean, there was stuff happening all over the place. It was kind of wild. The Padres are loaded. Yeah. Loaded. I mean, if you are looking, if you're a young fan looking for
are they still a team?
You're fine.
Dude, if you're looking for
the way they played last night, they did, and the Dodgers spanked them good.
Yeah, the
Go
Dodgers
ahead.
Are still big brother in that relationship. Woo! But, I mean, if you're a young fan looking for a team to root for, Machado, Tatis is hurt right now, but still.
Fernando can play. And
Soto, I mean, that's just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. No, San Diego could get a couple pitchers. They could be scary in the future. Who knows? Again, if you get in that run in September, October, and make the playoffs, anything can happen. Here's a question for you, Josh. Do you want to see a Yankee Dodger? I want to see something new.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, Scott.
I would love to see a Yankee Dodger or a Yankee Reds. Just
for the old time's sake.
Just for the come on. I want you
I
to
like
think
that.
Back.
The 70s, baby.
No. But
I
want
the Yankees haven't made it in a while.
But I want you to think back to when we were growing up.
Right.
Okay. I challenge you to this day. Tell me better World Series than we watched with the Big Red Machine and the Yankees and the
Dodgers
and even the We Are Family with the Willie Stargell Stars.
Yeah, 79.
79.
Yeah.
For some reason, it seemed so much more exciting back then.
Yeah, that's a good point, Scott.
And maybe it's because we're seeing so much of it now.
Yes.
We used to say, oh, there's a baseball game on, and that was a rarity.
Yes.
You know, except on Saturday mornings when you'd hear the drum beat and
the Red Baba.
And then the Atlanta Braves would come in here when Roland Office and the Hank Aaron.
You betcha.
But to me, the baseball, I looked forward to the games back then when you turned it on TV. Yeah. Yeah. I guess now because there's eight on at the same time.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
And,
you're right.
And I think with players, not just in baseball, but the way players transition now.
Man, remember Monday Night Baseball? When yes. that first happened, that was like a big deal. Monday Night Baseball, we get to watch a baseball game tonight.
But no one stays with the team long enough now. And I just think that has a lot to do with it.
And that's a great point, Scott. Do you root for the team or do you root for the player? You know, it's gotten to the point now you just go with the team.
Easier. Well, as fantasy and now gambling continues to take over more and more and more, more people root for the player.
Right.
Than the
you betcha, brother.
Oh, but Patrick, I would challenge people mine and your age. We would be able to sit here right now and tell you the starting lineup of the World Series Yankees and Reds.
In 1976.
In 76. I bet we can sit here and hit more of the starting lineup of those 18 guys than we can of the Rays.
Yeah, you're right. That's crazy. It's a great point. We'll take another quick time out here on AM 860, The Answer, The Sports Zone. We appreciate y'all tuning into us and checking us out. Check us out on our Facebook page also, and we will take your calls at 877-969-8600.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
The Kevin Jackson Show.
Americans are more concerned about inflation than they are abortion. Chuck Todd said, if you're a single-issue voter, abortion's your number one issue. 22% of you say that. The problem is, you're not single-issue voters. Even women who've gotten abortions, those contemplating them, those who've had them and still feel like it's no big deal, they are not single-issue voters.
The Kevin Jackson Show, weeknights at midnight on AM 860, The Answer.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Governor Ron DeSantis came to Tampa to suspend Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren for allegations of neglect of duty. Florida constitutional officers take an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, the Florida Constitution, and the laws of our state. Hillsborough's chief prosecutor may not pick and choose which laws to enforce based on his personal preferences and beliefs. When Andrew Warren publicly and defiantly announced that he would not enforce Florida laws against those who conduct sex changes on minors and for abortion cases, DeSantis was correct to remove him from his post. A dangerous wind has been sweeping across the nation that lawlessness at all levels is now tolerated. That is a recipe for disaster. Never forget that duly elected representatives of the people have enacted Florida's laws. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in on August 7th. It is 12:45. We appreciate you tuning in to us. Greatly appreciated. And it's National Purple Heart Day. And also, you'll be able to catch me from 5:45 on the Captain Matt Bruce America's Third Watch. What you're talking about this morning, they'll be talking about at the water cooler. Let me tell you, great show. Check them out. Going to really say a lot of things about the political process and being objective and listen to both sides. He'll take a Democrat caller, independent caller, or a Republican caller. He's fair and balanced. I wish everybody could be. And that's Captain Matt Bruce. All right, Josh.
Let's go. Fantasy football. Let's talk some good stuff here. Do you think I've been doing some mock drafts for fun. Okay. If you got that 11th and 12th pick this year, whew, that's going to be rough, man. You know, it's always difficult back there, but man, I see it being worse this year than any other year. Am I over, you know, analyzing, or do you think I might have some validity? Go ahead.
It all depends on how you want to build your team. You seem like more of a traditionalist where you want to start out with two running backs. Are you that, you know, if you're building out a team, or no, are you more just looking to take best player?
No. If you got that 12th pick, brother, you probably got to go with the two best wide receivers and hope to hang on. See, in the league I'm in, you have to start three wide receivers.
So that's more wide receiver heavy. And if it's full PPR, that values wide receivers more. So, you know, right, the rosters matter a lot. But shoot, if I can come out of a draft and get Nick Chubb and Stephon Diggs, yeah, at that 11-12 mark, I definitely don't hate it, because you're getting two solid guys that you can rely on. I mean, if a lot
but
of people
that 35th and 36th and 37th pick are rough, bro.
Oh, absolutely. Without, you know, that's where you got to find the value. You know, you could still get, there's a, you know, the running back coming back for the Dolphins, or for the Ravens this year, excuse me, J.K. Dobbins. Yeah. A lot of people are high on him. They like to run the ball a lot. You got that wide receiver for the Colts, Pittman's kid.
Oh, I like him.
Michael Pittman's biceps were just ginormous. That man was just jacked. Yeah. Yep. And it's funny because he was like kind of short and stocky, and now his son playing wide receiver is a bit longer, more athletic. Yeah. But yeah, that's the reality. You got to find value that you can get Cam Akers for the Rams around
that
point.
I like Cam there, you know, but again,
it's all about identifying value. You got to find the guys that you think are going where they're being taken in that 36 range right now this year.
Right.
They're going to be in the high 20s next year, or maybe even higher than that.
Well, again, last year, if you got lucky and with the 36th and 37th pick, you could have had Kupp and Ja'Marr Chase. How scary would have that been?
Absolutely.
So it can happen. Don't get me wrong. You're better at this than I am, Josh. Well, in a minute, a few questions to hit you with. What do you think would be the idealistic number this year to draft run? If you've done any mock drafts, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a little familiar with this game you speak of.
Thank you. but I don't know if you've already planned it. Because some guys don't wait. They wait till mid-August. They go, Patrick, talk to me in mid-August. So I didn't want to do that to you.
This past week, you know, the beginning of August is typically when I start.
Me too.
Really
do it.
You get the training camp reports that start coming in. I'm the commissioner of the league, so I got to start scheduling the draft date and make sure everyone's in town.
So, yes,
and
you're on top of it. Good.
All that fun stuff.
Okay, so what number, brother?
So it's actually interesting you ask, because in two leagues I'm in one I have the top overall pick, and then the other one I'm on the very bottom at that 12th, 13th that you just referenced.
Oh, wow. So you already guys got your draft order. That's pretty good. Go ahead.
So, yeah, because, yeah, the guys do like to start mocking early.
Yeah.
And so I think this year, because you have those guys at the top, like, you know, if you could get a Jonathan Taylor just to start out with and not even really have to think about it, I think that's pretty ideal. I think it's more so I don't like getting stuck in the middle.
Really?
I don't like having the same amount. I want to be able to get two guys in a close range next to each other.
Wow.
And then let the other guys go through.
My mocks, I like the sixth pick this year.
Interesting.
I can get the guys I want. At the right value.
Who are you targeting there, Jefferson?
No, I like Najee Harris this year, and maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see.
It's always interesting because you have the volume. The
yes.
role there is clearly defined.
That's why I like it.
It's how efficient. You know, you could get a lot of 30 touches,
yes.
98 yards, and a touchdown type performances, but if you get there, you get there.
Yeah. No, that's the key. But, again, he's going
that offense could just be so bad.
I know, Josh.
It could be so bad.
I know. Now, if Pickett and Trubisky out of camp are equal, who do you start?
They're going to go. I think that's classic. They're going to go with Trubisky, and then at the bye week, they pivot to Pickett.
Oh.
Unless, of course, Trubisky pulls a rabbit out of his hat. And, right. you know, they have some solid receivers. They got good offense and everything. But
Deontay Johnson, you know, someone's going to catch the ball.
Nice
there.
Claypool.
He was terrible last year, but that's because of Ben wasn't on. Would you say that? Would you take a shot with Claypool this year? Because he scares me. He hurt me last year is my point. So we all have a tendency when you get burned not to.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
People were really, really, really high on him last year because he had such an exciting rookie year. But Big Ben just couldn't get it done. So I think he could be slightly undervalued. I think that whole offense, the receivers, I don't like Najee that high. But
yeah.
I think Claypool and Deontay could be possibly some decent value.
So if you had the sixth pick and Kupp was there, you're taking him over a running back. Am I understanding you?
Kupp over a running back? Yes. Yes, I would. I yeah.
Would you take him
right
with
there.
Your first four picks? Would you take Cup?
Yes. I like him a lot. I like Jefferson a lot.
I like Jefferson this year.
And I like Chase a lot. I think
he had a great year last year. Kirk Cousins, though, is he, you know, there's another guy that scares you a little bit, you know. But we'll see.
I think you know that Dalvin, Jefferson are going to get theirs.
There you go.
Then, you know, you kind of go from there. Who do you like as far as late round picks here in Tampa? Who would you be leaning towards between Gage and Julio, the two former Falcons?
Wow, I know. That's funny, isn't it?
Julio obviously has the name recognition and everything, but he's older.
Man, I'm scared to take a shot on either one of them. That's me, though. Is Fournette going to be the answer? I mean, he'll be there around 2022. Do you take him there?
I don't know. Fournette could be a great early season play. And then there's just I have nothing to back it off of. I just think his body is not going to be able to handle that wear and tear. So I think he could be someone you trade after like week four, week five, coming
get
off like
high.
A big game
yeah.
off a weak opponent, something like that.
Yeah.
And then you get like Rashad White, whose role will probably grow as the year goes on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. What, you know, you follow the camp more than I do. And Scott, maybe you might have heard some things. The kid from Vanderbilt, you know, he looks so promising, running back.
Vaughn.
Yeah, man. What have you heard of Cam?
I like him.
I like him too.
I like him, but he just, to me, his vision's not there yet. When you watch him run the ball, you can see where he should go, and he's just not that.
Well, you said his vision's not there yet. Is it ever? Does he?
Yeah.
Is he?
What, you get an inkling to
what
to
year
find
is he
the
going
hole.
Into?
I think this is his third season.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is it for him.
Yeah, this is a
this
shot.
Is
I
it.
Hope he looks
but,
good in
but
training
you
camp.
Watch
I like
him.
The kid.
I think the problem with Vaughn is he is one of these guys, and we've all had players, even as kids like this,
sure.
go through the two hole. He's going through the two hole. Yeah. Doesn't matter if the two hole's open or not.
Right. Yeah.
He's going through the two hole.
That's what he meant by
vision. And what I mean by vision is if it means jumping to the four or back it up to the one on the other side, you have to be able to do that. I think he right now is one of those players that the playbook says I go here.
Yeah.
I'm following my blockers.
But here's the question. We re-signed Fournette and Giovanni Bernard, so you got to assume they're in there. Rashad White, we spent a draft pick on. They're all locked in. Bam, bam, bam. Right. How many running backs are we going to carry?
You need four.
Well, and if they're going to let him return, be a return guy at times, right. that's why.
So
you
maybe
see.
He becomes a special if he's good
special
on special teams. Because the other guy is Kenjon Barner.
Yeah,
well,
you would hope that Vaughn is able to, but I think that's the reality is that he's probably competing with Barner for a roster spot.
And depending what kind of offense and what do we have? I mean, I know the big thing, the H backs, all that, but do we have a big back?
Well, Leonard's a pretty big boy.
No, he ain't a blocking back.
We don't have a fullback for blocking
we don't
purposes.
Not even a full. We just don't have a thunder back.
Yeah. Well,
I
a
mean,
lot
Fournette
of teams
close,
don't.
But we just don't have that.
Speaking
with
about
these
backs.
Receivers, I got to be honest with you, and I'm just. But this type of guy, on a team like this, an all-star.
Oh,
Jerome
my gosh.
Bettis.
Oh, it'd be scary.
But that's a type of back I would love to have on a
team
reasons.
Like this. Two reasons. Now with Jensen, you know. It's official, right, Josh? I can't keep wishing and praying and thinking he's done for the year. Check.
Yeah, it's the same thing. If we make a playoff run, you know, he could come back for there, but not anything we can count on.
No, it's a shame.
Well, that's less nice personal fouls we're going to get.
Yeah, boy, he was good center, Scott, and he protected Brady up the middle. That's going to be a tough hole to fill. That's why I brought it up is because if you had an all-star there, you had a Bettis to pick up that blitz if the center was a hair off or the guard's a hair off. We don't have that, and that could be a deal maker for Brady. He's going to have to get rid of the ball quicker. So it's, I mean, he's capable.
Well,
he's proven that.
With his
so we'll
scrambling
see.
Ability, I'm not that worried.
You're a funny guy. Yeah. You're going to comedy hour.
I'm
Brady,
worried with
scrambling,
Brady's
ability.
Scrambling ability.
Oh yeah, that's so funny. He had one of the slowest 40 times. Oh, that's why he dropped so much.
Speaking of all these great players,
it's funny.
Just a quick update. You know what we said with this money and what are they called? The NILs.
Yeah.
You're starting to see some of these high school build super programs.
Yeah.
You know, guys are all
it's just coincidental. It's the booster money.
You're starting to see it build these super high school teams where all these kids are going to go to the same college. And
coincidental.
Yeah.
Coincidental.
It's all –
You conspiracy theory guy, you.
They're not hiding it.
Exactly.
No one's hiding it.
That's funny, Scott.
It's just natural progression of what's happened.
You just nailed it, though. Nobody's hiding it anymore. This is what's been going on since SMU.
He's saying it's trickling down to high schools now.
And that has been going on since.
No. Yes, they have been loading high school teams, but they haven't been loading them as a package to go to a college afterwards.
Right. Because now
where they're all getting the same money from the same guy.
The pipeline is being established now. Yes. The developmental program. Yes. It's an internship. It's an apprenticeship.
It's great. High
school.
And at the college. Yeah, they're athletes. Yeah. They're creating value. They're prospects. You're investing in potential.
Can't wait till the 9-year-old team starts doing that.
They can't either. Lane Kiffin going to be handing out scholarships to everyone, man. Age is just a number for that man in multiple ways. But geez. No, you're seeing it. It's the whole pipeline. The Big Ten and the SEC are going to become the equivalent of the AFC and the NFC, and it's all going to be one big development. In soccer with the soccer academies overseas. They bring them in young. They develop them. They equip them on how to handle all this.
I see a lot of these smaller schools hiring big name players like they did with Dion. They bring in all their buddies and they just load the teams with whoever they want because they can afford it more than anyone else can.
Oh, but the hypocrisy is palpable. Kirby Smart a few weeks ago saying that, college players shouldn't make $10,000 a month. And then 2 days later, he signed a contract that pays him $900,000 a month.
That's different.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's no hypocrisy there, Josh, is there?
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know why they can't see things.
Just imagine in any other universe in this country is saying to someone, you shouldn't be able to make more than $10,000 a month. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. What are we doing?
Our president says it every day.
Yes, Uncle Joe.
He doesn't understand that, though.
No.
Not Joshua Joe.
Right. Uncle Joe. He's trying, though, Scott. He's really trying.
He actually had to give him a good week. He had a good week.
Give Uncle Joe some credit, you know?
I mean, he's getting his son's going to jail, but he had a good week.
Yeah, well, you know, he did better in his
Well, they got to send one to jail on each side.
If he sends his son to jail, I will have more faith and trust in our institutions than I have ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But anyway, I'll tell you what is going to happen on November, you're going to want to vote for Scott Levinson for County Commissioner, District 1. He is the man with a plan, okay?
Just don't remember that. Don't forget those primaries, people, on August 23rd. I'm not in one, but there are many great candidates in there. As always, peace, Tampa Bay. Much love and peace.
This is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.